means just relaxing.
What, on a deck chair? You sound like a Sunday supplement chef.
It tastes better when it's been sitting a few minutes. Veg.
Oh, broccoli. O.D. brassicam.
There's carrots as well. I know you like them.
It's a pity Daniel's not here.
Well, you spent time with him yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, no, my dear, don't worry. Though I must admit...
Who was it?
I am hungry.
Elizabeth. She's coming round after lunch to tell us something.
Oh, sounds intriguing.
Oh, it's to do with the fate.
Well, is she involved, is she?
Not that I know of.
Well, there's only the meat to come.
So, you're involved in the fate, then?
Yes. It's always good fun.
And an opportunity for me to catch up with old acquaintances. Do you think people will recognise me without the wheelchair and sticks?
Oh, I'm sure you made a lasting impression, Jim.
What are you doing this year? The bells, I'm assuming.
Yes. Neil's got me involved with the mobile belfry Susan told you about.
Oh.
It's nice. People can pay to have a go.
A sort of honey trap, eh? Lure them in with bells and smells and you've got them for life.
It's not high Anglican, St. Stephen's.
How was the service this morning, anyway? Alan on form?
I don't know. I went to the cathedral.
In Felpisham?
Yeah.
That's a long way to go to visit the Almighty.
Oh, it's a change of scene.
Make a space.
Oh, here we are.
You didn't say Shula had been to the cathedral. No wonder we've had to wait for our food.
It's a beautiful building. You should see it sometime, Dad.
Oh, this looks lovely, darling.
Yes, well done, that boy.
Well, get stuck into the roasties, Dad.
Here, I'll serve you, Jim.
Oh, thank you. I've eaten quite a lot of the rations you left me in the fridge.
Already?
Well, Joe came in for a sandwich yesterday and we finished the ham. Then Daniel looked hungry, so I fed him the pizza.
Did you now? He kept very quiet about that. Broccoli, Jim?
Pass.
Give him some carrots.
Thank you. Lovely.
Here.
Anyway, there are one or two other things I'd like, so I need a supermarket run this afternoon.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Have you seen the prices they charge in the village shop? I'll be bankrupt by the end of the week if I have to keep going there.
Yes, it can add up.
Marvellous they're open on a Sunday now. Can be such a dull old day, can't it?
Well, I always try and relax a bit myself. Two enough?
Three.
Three slices it is. There.
Here you are.
Thank you, Shula. So, who's taking me?
I've got a lesson at three.
Shula?
I have.
No, no. I don't intend to be a burden. I'm planning to buy my new car this week.
Oh, looks better in here.
Hey, let me turn the back off.
Oh, the floor looks nice and clean.
Unplug it, love.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we want it looking its best if it's going to sell.
It'll be a nice little flat for a first-time buyer, this.
Well, I'll be never so happy here. Ah, this is the last bag of Teddy's to go.
Okay, well, car's pretty full now. How many you got, anyway?
33.
Blimey.
This one's Dolan. I went on a day out to Margate when I was 12.
Oh.
I can remember seeing him behind the stall. Pink, like the candy floss. Oh, I wanted him so much. And when my third dart hit the Queen of Spades, I burst into tears.
Oh.
But this one's the most special, because he reminds me of you. Catch.
Oh.
It's Mr. Bubbles. You see his little paunch?
Hey, cheeky.
He was stuck to the bottle of champagne Mum and Dad gave me for my 21st.
Hey, you still got the figure of a 21-year-old.
Oh, not in front of Mr. Bubbles. Oh, I can't wait to be married, Mike.
Me and all. You've swept me off my feet, girl.
Well, there's still so much to do. You'll have to ask Brenda soon if she'll do a reading along with Alison, and we need to know.
Oh, yeah. I'll find a time. Leave it with me, eh?
It'll help her feel involved.
Well, now that she's been out with you to buy the dress...
No fishing. You're not seeing it till the day.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I never said. Oliver and Caroline are definite.
Really? Well, they'll bring a touch of class to the proceedings.
You'll do that.
And see you having such posh friends.
No, they're all right. Not in the least bit snobby. Oh, by the way, they said they think you're great fun.
I have my moments. Yeah. Right, let's go and buy a treat for tea.
The Anthony Gormley? Well, I never.
Aim high, that's my motto.
Elizabeth.
Well, I haven't heard back from him yet, but, hey, you never know.
That would be a coup.
I saw the Angel of the North last time I visited Heather in Prudder. Wonderful.
Elizabeth's met him, you know.
Have you?
Mm. We were both at a gallery opening years ago and exchanged numbers.
Then at Felpersham Cathedral, is that right?
Yep.
Really? Well, it's obvious who inherited the culture gene in your family.
God, Linda will be in seventh heaven. Have you told her yet?
Yeah, I rang her after I'd spoken to Anthony. She rang round the committee straight away to OK it.
Oh, like they're going to say no.
Well, there's still only an outside chance he'll come. He's a busy guy.
Mm, she'll glory in this till the end of her days.
Well, why not? She does a lot for this village. Having our own plinth's a brilliant idea. She's really run with it. And he's very chuffed about it, too.
Well, it has more artistic merit than tiny little bell towers. Art for the people, by the people.
I told Nigel he's got to put his name down for a slot now.
Oh.
A slot?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes per person.
Famous for 15 minutes. Where have I heard that before?
He fancied himself as one of those living statues that stand still for ages.
What, Nigel?
quite. He practiced yesterday. He was rubbish.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm on my way to see Linda now.
Yeah, I'd like to get a move on too, Dad. The sooner we go...
Oh, are you off somewhere nice?
The supermarket.
Boring.
Have you made a list, Jim?
Who needs a list? It's all in my head.
I'd feel happier if the bag with the gâteau was up on the table, Mike.
Oh, yeah, all right.
We don't want the fruit and cream sliding off the top.
Oh, no. There we go, out of harm's way. Hey, it's huge, this thing. Enough to feed a dozen people.
Well, I thought it'd be nice to give Roy Haley and little Phoebe a treat, bless her.
And what about my waistline, my little paunch?
It's time to be sensible once we're married and in a routine.
Mm, I suppose so.
Mike.
What, love?
I've been thinking.
Hey, did you know there's a little crease on your brow when you do that?
No, listen.
Yeah.
To me, the whole point of us getting married is to spend time together.
Of course.
Except you're off before dawn most mornings.
I can't help that, love.
It means we don't always have our breakfast together. And breakfast special.
Is it?
It's a together time. And we want to enjoy our new Underwoods breakfast set when we're married.
Someone buys it from the list.
Well, we will if no one else does. So, I'd like to go part-time at the dental surgery when we come back from the honeymoon.
Oh, right.
Then at least we'll spend some mornings together when Jazz is on the milk round. I mean... Why be on my own when I can have a late breakfast in bed with Mr. Bubbles?
Well, if you put it like that...
Good.
Oh, hang on, hold on. Alistair, over here.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hello.
Oh, you stuck it up for the week?
My father is. You know Mike, don't you, Dad?
Of course I do.
Nice to see you again. Oh, may I introduce Vicky, my fiancée? Oh,
charmed, I'm sure.
These two are Ambridge's hottest gossip at the moment.
I know.
Oh, go on with you. You make us sound like celebrities.
Well, maybe we are around here.
Mine's a mango smoothie, Alistair, and a blueberry muffin, low fat. You have to keep making the effort, don't you?
I didn't really want to have a drink, Dad.
Don't be silly. We'll need fortifying. Here, leave the trolley with me. Oh. We're going on to a car showroom after this.
Oh, that's nice.
Are we?
Oh, don't let's get carried away just yet, Linda.
We don't want to tempt fate, do we?
Well, I'm trying not to, but I can hardly take it in.
Well, he's right behind grassroots projects. He's an everyman artist, after all.
Well, yes. I'm wondering, in the absence of the other members, can I co-opt you to mastermind the publicity? In the event of course.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You know, we've Robert to thank for all this, really. He suggested it in the first place.
Sorry. It's Susan texting me back about plinth take-up.
What's the latest?
Oh, only 6 of the 14 opportunities have been taken up so far. 2 of them by Bert.
Well, that number's bound to rise if Anthony comes.
Anthony.
People will be fighting over them.
Oh, maybe, but I doubt he'll stay long enough to see everyone's performance.
Even so.
Maybe we should design a new poster this afternoon, just in case. What do you think?
Brilliant idea.
The readiness is all.
Oh, that's my kind of talk. I hope he gets back to me before the Echo's deadline this week.
This is really going to put us on the map, you
know. I could draft something for Radio Borsetshire and the local TV news.
Television?
Of course. It won't do our gallery any harm either if he does come.
Well, there's fair. Oh, What a pity we're too late for this month's Borsetshire Life.
Oh, I'm sure they'd send someone. Gormley on the August cover. They won't be able to resist that.
No. I'll email Glenn and put him on standby. Oh, can I say, Elizabeth, it's marvellous to find someone with my level of enthusiasm at last.
Well, I am only too happy to help. Fingers crossed, eh?
I'll fetch us a lemonade.
You're going to have to take him again during the week, Shooter. I'm far too busy.
And I lie on a chaise longue all day eating grapes. He's your father.
Oh, if I had a pound for every time you say that.
Oh. Alistair, where's that trolley?
I'll be right there, Dad.
He might find one this afternoon.
You're joking. He's poring over every tin for the best deal. And with no list, he hasn't a clue what he needs. Doesn't bode well for choosing a car quickly, believe me.
Excuse me.
Your garden's looking lovely, Linda.
Oh, thank you. There you are.
Oh, thanks. That's a lovely colour.
Oh, yes, the burgundy periwinkle.
I thought there was only the blue. I expect it took a lot of dedication to create a low-allergen garden.
Well, it was both a necessity and a labour of love. Cheers, Lisbeth. Mm.
Sorry.
Dear, I hope this isn't all too much for you.
Oh, no, don't mind me. I was up at four.
Four? Oh, dear. Was it one of the children?
No, nothing like that. It's become a bit of a habit recently, waking up early.
Oh, well, I don't remember the last decent night's sleep I had.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Oh, I'm a very light sleeper. And there's the full moon on Tuesday, which doesn't help. And these early summer mornings.
Oh, yes, I know. It's so light, isn't it?
I lie there, my head spinning with plans and ideas. I have to get up and write them down. Then, of course, I'm wide awake. Oh,
well, you and me both.
We're doers, you see. And I don't think I'll get a minute's sleep if Anthony comes to the fate.
Well, I've done my best. Now it's over to him.
He does know it's only a week away, doesn't he?
Yes, Linda.
Sorry. Ooh, how to prepare.
You'll be just fine.
You know, Elizabeth, we're going to make a crack team, you and I.
All my love, for now.
Oh, you're in here.
Oh, hello, darling. I'm just emailing Kate. Yes, I'm keeping her up to date with all the village news. Mike and this Vicky, that sort of thing.
Oh, the shotgun wedding, yes. Good old Mike.
Well, yes. Except this woman will be like a new granny to Phoebe. And we don't really know much about her.
No.
And I've told her the family's idea for Jack's 90th birthday present.
What, the Staffy bronze?
Oh, so you were paying attention.
Yeah, well, it's a good idea, if it reminds him of his captain.
Yes, exactly.
And did you fill her in on the latest twist in her auntie's tale of woe?
Well, some of it.
Where is Lillian?
Oh, she went to Mum's early.
I've been wondering, darling, whether to go and see Matt again.
What on earth for? He hardly made you welcome.
I know, but he was clearly selling his valuables to raise money for something.
Yes, I know.
He just can't help himself. He has to keep his hand in. And, well, it's a bit compromising being in the know about it.
We don't know for certain that he's, well, planning anything.
Oh, come on. Picking my brains about art dealers, taking pictures down off the wall.
Yes, I know.
He's obviously trying to raise cash. And Lillian doesn't know a thing about it.
Oh, dear.
I don't feel comfortable keeping it from her. She's a right to
know. Oh, no, Brian. Don't you dare say anything. She's still far too fragile. And the less she knows, the better.
All right.
Oh, she'll worry herself sick. Here's an email from Linda just come.
Well, I'll leave you to it. I said I'd check all the tires again with Adam.
I don't believe it.
What?
Anthony Gormley's coming to the fete.
Pardon?
Well, look. He rang Elizabeth last thing and confirmed. Please find new poster attached. Linda.
Good grief.
P.S. Can you write something for the village website?
Well, sometimes you just have to hand it to the woman.
Tell them he'll be down at Trafalgar Square today launching One and Other, and then coming to Ambridge on Sunday.
Well, that's quite a coup for her, eh?
Hey, well, I'm definitely booking a place on the fete plinth now.
Doing what?
Well, I'm not actually sure. I could give a potted history of Ambridge, I suppose.
Well, including all the gossip? You'll need a heck of a lot longer than 15 minutes.
Well, I'll highlight points of interest, like our Civil War connection.
So is he judging the entries, then, Gormley?
Linda only says that he's opening the fate, and she doesn't know how long he'll stay.
I'm back.
Oh, Lily.
Oh, hello. How was Mum?
Oh, you know, she had to cancel her hair appointment yesterday.
Oh, dear, that's a shame.
She said Jack was playing up. She was okay about it. She's got another one booked the day before his party.
Oh, good. I'll pop round this afternoon. Will you pick up Rory, Brian?
Of course.
Barney's going in at lunchtime.
Oh, right.
I took a detour past the Dower House on my way back.
Oh, Lillian, why?
I couldn't help myself. Downstairs curtains were still closed, Jenny, and it's gone 11. God knows what state he's in. I mean, is he eating properly?
Lillian.
I'm sure he's managing.
Listen, I did drop in on him, actually.
You dropped in? When?
Brian.
Last week.
Did he ask about me?
He did want to know if you were okay, yes.
That's something, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Well, how was he?
Well, he looked all right. I think he's eating okay. There were a few takeaway cartons around the place, you know.
What else did he say?
Well, to be honest, Lillian, he wasn't in the mood for small talk. He asked after you and then pretty much showed me the door.
Oh, darling, all on his own. At least I've got you two and Adam.
Yes, well... Look, Adam will be waiting for me. I'll see you later.
Right. Now, I've got something to print off, and then I'm going to the shop. Why not come with me?
You're joking.
Lillian?
No, I can't face it.
Oh, very well.
You get me some ciggies while you're there, please.
Yes, all right. But I'm sending you down to the fishing lake before lunch to empty the honesty box. You need the fresh air.
Hi, Mrs. Button.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway, Ken.
Hello.
Oh, the news is spreading fast about Anthony Gormley.
Hmm?
Mrs. Button's not the first to come in this morning to make sure her slot is secure.
Eh?
Her daughter Molly's dressing up as a mushroom on the fake plinth.
What, a button mushroom?
One with gills, apparently. It's to promote her father's work with fungi. Any luck?
Yeah, this Ken's not interested. He needs a really consistent supply of wieners. It's big, his outfit over at Beckwarsley.
Oh, well, it was worth a try.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from this wholesale butcher Vic, the one Morris put me onto.
Well, a butcher?
Yeah, he buys organic from a few different finishers in the area. He's a good contact. Oh, well, I'll keep plugging on. Anyway, I'm going to Home Farm now to check when Adam needs me.
Okay, love. Chin up.
Oh, I'm all right. I'll clean out the hens after that.
We got Colin Kennedy's retirement party Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Funny day to retire, a Wednesday.
Oh, well, he's straight off to Menorca on Thursday with his daughter and son-in-law.
Oh, you never said.
I'm saying it now.
It'll be a big change for Ellen, doing so many shifts in the dairy.
Yeah.
Neil.
What?
Do you think Anthony Gormley might donate a little something for my swap table?
Here's the compressor then, Adam.
Oh, cheers.
Do you want the airline?
I'll just get the dust caps off first.
You still planning to start with the winter barley?
Yep, in 5 acre.
Oh, here's Neil.
Morning.
Hi there.
Adam.
Oh, sorry, Neil.
No, you get it. I'm not in a hurry.
How's it going?
Hi, Alistair.
Oh. Well, yeah. I had no luck with the contact Adam gave me last week.
Right.
He's not even in pigs anymore.
Right. Yeah, I heard.
Well, yeah, I should be.
It's able tough for you at the moment, eh?
Well, it'll pick up. It's got to. Here, have you heard Anthony Gormley's opening the fate next Sunday?
Yes, it is amazing, isn't it? Yeah, I thought I'd take Rory to see if he can get his autograph.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure he'd like
that. See you then. Well. Alistair's asked me to captain against Loxley Barrett on Saturday.
Oh.
And run the practice this week.
Why?
Well, his father needs to buy a car, and he's lined up Alistair to drive him round the showrooms in his spare time.
Ah.
Yeah, he's pretty fed up about it. You're all right for Nets tonight, Neil?
Well, I'm planning on coming, yeah.
Great. Might try Richard Thwaite out on Saturday.
Well, yeah, he's very keen.
Mm. Yeah, and Alistair doesn't encourage him. Hope Tom can make it. Have a ring round. Sorry, Neil, what was it?
Well, I just wanted to confirm which day you'll need me grain hauling this week.
Still Thursday after lunch and Friday morning, please. It's while Ed is helping David at the Royal Show.
All right. Thursday it is, then. About two?
Fine.
I'm going myself on Wednesday.
Oh, lucky you. Sad, really, the last one after so many years.
Well, things change.
Well, come with me, Neil.
What? To the Royal?
Yeah, why not? I've got an empty car. And Jenny's got too much on this week with the, well, family matters. Are you free Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks. I'd love to go, Brian.
Oh, you're too late, Jennifer.
So I see.
Elizabeth brought it in 7:30, just as I was opening up.
Oh, that's early.
Well, she was that excited. She couldn't sleep. I put it in the window straight away. It's already caused quite a stir.
Perhaps I'd better get my name down.
Well, seriously?
Oh, yes.
Oh, hold on, then. Let me get my book. People have been talking about the fate all morning.
Well, I don't want to miss out.
Oh, you're still all right. Now, where's my pen got to? So, what am I putting you down for?
Oh, I'm going to do a talk. Ambridge, a whistle-stop history.
Oh, that should raise the tone. Oh, there he is. Now, you will let me know, won't you, if you change your mind, because someone might want your place.
Oh, yes, yes, I will.
Joe Grundy left very excited after he'd seen the poster.
Oh, does he even know who Anthony Gormley is?
Oh, yeah, he's been in the draw for London. He was ever so anxious to make sure he got his 15 minutes.
Well, doing what?
Well, he was very cagey when I tried to pin him down. All he said was it was art with a capital A.
Oh, curious.
Two capital A's, actually. It's probably an Alcoholics Anonymous installation if he's still going with the cider press idea.
Oh, yes, I need some cigarettes, please.
Oh?
40 of Lillian's usual. Oh. She asked for 60.
Oh. How is she? Still at yours?
Yes.
We haven't seen anything of Matt in the shop lately.
He's keeping himself to himself. Here, 20.
Oh, thanks. It's a terrible feeling having a court case hanging over you. I know.
Oh, of course.
Worst feeling in the world. Oh, it'd be funny if you went to the same place as my brother.
It might not come to that.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Of course, I don't know much about white-collar crime, but... Oh, it's a rough old place, prison.
There, that's both the trailers done now.
Here, give me the light.
Thanks.
Are you sure about all this cricket, Adam? I mean, how are you going to manage it?
Don't worry, Brian. I'll organise it round work.
Make sure you do.
The job comes first. But I'm ambitious for the team. Alistair doesn't get the best out of them.
Yeah, but just remember, you can't be in two places at once.
Look, I'll get Kelly and Lex to work extra shifts if needs be.
Well, they're only students. They can't have too much responsibility.
I do know that. Anyway, you'll help me or Jeff combining if we're stuck, won't you?
Well, of course I will.
And we'll see which way the weather goes as well.
Yeah, even so.
Look, I'll make it work. Don't worry. The team needs a result on Saturday. Our morale's at rock bottom. Ah, Lillian, nice to see you out.
Guess what? James has just rung me.
Oh,
good.
He's driving up for my birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, very nice.
Great.
I'll go and tell Jenny if she's back.
I'm pleased for you.
The return of the prodigal son.
Thank heavens for that. She was dreading her birthday.
Yeah, we all were. He's probably worried about his inheritance.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
He's a management consultant now, did you know? Jumped the property ship just in time.
Right. Well, let's hope he can lift her spirits. That's what matters.
Max, come across and say goodbye.
No, you'd be seeing us all in a couple of hours.
Well, it's special, the last royal.
Yeah. Oh, Dad's certainly looking forward to it.
I know. He was meant to be coming with me.
Well, he woke up champing at the bit, and he gave us a hand shampooing their heifers, so that was good.
You've got a car full now.
Yeah, with Jonathan as well. Well, we'll settle the animals as soon as we get there, and then we'll have a stonking big breakfast.
Sounds great. Can't wait to see me old college friends.
Yeah, okay, Dad, I'm coming. Better get going.
Okay. Drive safely.
I will. Text us when you arrive, yeah? Or just come and find us.
Where to next? Perivale. The other side of Borchester.
You get around, don't you? And what is it?
A cow with suspected milk fever. Need a calcium jab. You know, you really didn't have to accompany me all morning, Dad.
Don't you want us to spend time together? Bonding. Isn't that what they call it nowadays?
Yeah. But it must be boring for you, sitting in the car while I'm on a call.
I'm never bored when I've got a book. But it's fascinating hearing all the details of animal ill health.
Sure.
Anyway, this way you won't have to come back to Ambridge to pick me up at lunchtime.
What's happening at lunchtime?
There's a showroom I want to visit.
Oh.
Well, the sooner I have a car...
Yes, yes, all right. But I won't have long, so instead of reading the latest adventures of your Roman detective, give some thought to what you want.
I have been.
Good. Because we inspected practically every vehicle in that showroom on Sunday, and you hadn't a clue what you wanted then.
No, I suppose not.
You need something practical, economical, and preferably green. And you don't want anything too big.
Agreed.
Hurrah. Now, have you considered a hybrid?
I'm not made of money.
It is a pity Shula can't be here.
Jim's been very demanding, dragging Alistair around car showrooms.
Well, let's hope he buys one soon. These Holsteins look very sleek, don't they?
It's a society centenary this year.
Really?
Ah, I bring ice cream.
Oh, great!
Mum.
Thank you, David. How lovely.
I was just telling Jill it's the Holstein centenary.
Yeah, yeah. That bloke was saying that they were hoping for 100 in the ring this year.
Oh, they don't look as many as that.
No, well, it's the cost of transporting them and keeping them here for the length of the show.
People just can't afford to bring them.
I suppose not. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to track down the Farming Today beehive.
Okay, Jill.
And the honey. They're exhibiting some, apparently. And one of the producers is doing a demonstration.
Right.
And then I'll head back to Phil.
Yeah, is he okay?
What do you think, David? Is that the royal talking about Herefords to anyone who'll listen? See you later.
Bye, Mum.
See you, Jill. I wonder if Pip and Jonathan have met up with their YFC crowd.
Oh, yeah, she sent me a text. It's funny to think that Pip's the last generation of archers to come to the royal.
Yeah.
Hey, this one here, it's got a fantastic top line, isn't it?
Yeah, very neat. When are they being judged?
Tomorrow.
Oh, pity.
Plenty of last-minute titivating going on anyway.
Yeah, but it all depends what the judge will be looking for on the day.
Yeah, some like them short and fat, some tall and thin. And that's just the wives.
David!
And they've got a wonderful temperament, Herefords, which makes them a dream to manage.
They seem docile.
Oh, they are. And they adapt to all types of production systems and environmental conditions. That's why their genetics have been exported all around the world.
Oh, really?
And when they're finished on grass, they produce an excellent marbled beef.
Right. Sorry, I'm meeting my son. I've got to go. Thanks.
Well, not at all.
I'm back, bye. Phil.
Oh. How are the bees?
Oh, fascinating. I met Fran. She's one of the producers getting hands-on experience with the hive.
Oh, good.
She said she was becoming ridiculously attached to the bees. I gave her advice about planting borage nearby if you want runny honey. But it was getting busy, so... I couldn't pass on my best tips.
Oh, Jill.
What? Oh, and you'll never guess who I ran into in one of the handicraft stalls.
Who?
Petronella. Oh. She used to supply jewellery to Jenny and me when we had the two J's.
Good Lord.
I hadn't seen her for years.
She's got a nose stud now. Huh. Anyway, I rang Jenny straight away so Petra could speak to her.
Yes, that's something that's changed here over the years. We all have mobile phones now.
I know. How did we manage before? Jenny said James is driving up for Lillian's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. She'd been so down in the dumps since she left the Dower House.
I think she's better off away from Matt. Hey, have you done some shopping?
Yes. I bought a beautiful lemon cake. I couldn't resist it. I must get down to my baking for the fete tomorrow. We want a good spread for Anthony Gormley.
Oh, I forgot to say, I bumped into Raymond Gunner.
That name's familiar.
Yeah, he's kept Hereford's continuously since 1967. Although his son's taken over the herd now.
Wasn't his wife related to Lord Haybury?
I never really believed that. Anyway, we're meeting for a drink later, so we can catch up properly.
So sad to think it's the last one.
What did you do that for?
I'm allowed to try out the horn.
People are looking.
Oh, relax. What does this one do?
I haven't a clue.
You need a degree in computer science to navigate a modern dashboard. Call that teeny bopper back.
Oh, stop calling him that.
Well, he looks 14 to me.
He's with someone else now.
Huh, typical. Does he want to sell me a car or not?
Well, I should think even he's run out of enthusiasm after... How many have we sat in now?
Why can't new cars smell of leather? Like the old Morris Minor I had when you were in the sixth form. Do you remember?
At my ghastly boarding school.
At your expensive ghastly boarding school. I wish I'd held on to that bumper sticker when I sold it.
What? Honk if you speak Latin?
That's the one. Sona si latine loqueris. No one ever did.
You were embarrassing me even then. We've been in this one 6 minutes now.
Seats reveal their flaws the longer you sit in them.
Yeah, well, they feel all right to me.
You wait till you're my age. Getting in and out of a car takes me twice as long as it used to.
Rubbish, you're as lively as a cricket.
Ah, the fog lamp.
Oh, make up your mind, Dad. There's nothing left to fiddle with. Let's make a decision here. It seems really sensible choice to me. Power-assisted steering, great MPG, built-in sat-nav.
I'm not mad on the colour.
We'll go for the blue, then.
Hmm.
Do you like it?
Well... Oh, I say. Look out of the window.
I am.
Not the car window, the showroom window.
Where?
On the forecourt. I didn't spot that when we drove in. There was a van parked in front of it.
What am I looking at?
The little yellow one between the two 4x4s. Do you see it?
What? The sports car?
Now, I like the look of that.
You are not serious, Dad. It cost a bomb in petrol and insurance. It's not at all sensible.
I've never wanted to be pigeonholed as sensible. For sensible, read boring.
Look, it's a lovely car. I can see the attraction.
You're so stuffy, Alistair.
No, I'm not.
You've got it off She Who Must Be Obeyed.
Hey!
I can see me and Daniel taking to the lanes in that. He'd love it.
Okay, you're winding me up. Very amusing.
Not at all. It looks great fun.
But it's not practical.
Why not?
Well, for a start, the boot's minuscule.
So you can take me to the supermarket in your car when I need a big shop. Where's the teeny bopper?
Dad!
So much of my own history in farming's tied up with the Royal. 160 shows.
You're not that old, Phil.
Watch it.
Oh, I can't finish this baguette.
Oh, leave it then.
I think I will.
Do you remember back in the 70s, there used to be row upon row of tractors here?
Oh, yes.
The blue Fords, the green John Deeres, and the red Messes.
Yes, and all the sales staff would wear jackets to match.
Yep, and they'd all be trying to force a drink on you. You'd end up having about 12 cups of tea.
Sometimes it was stronger than tea.
Why not? It was a day out.
A lot's changed.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Red tape, EU regs.
Oh, don't get me started on those. They want to bring in this electronic tagging for sheep now.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't have computers to cope with when we were at Brookfield.
Well, the royals always had to reflect the changes.
Yeah. And now change has come to the royal.
Oh, David, it was great to see them. Your friend Margaret's got twins now. 12 they are.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Emma's just sent me a text, by the way.
Everything okay?
Yeah, she's got the boys playing outside.
Great. What have you been up to anyway?
Well, just looking at this stuff. Look, how is that for a fertiliser spreader?
Do we need one?
Well, I'm tempted. I've got the bump here somewhere. Honestly, all this literature...
You'll never read any of it.
Well, anyway, the makers reckon it could pay for itself in no time at all, it's spread so accurately.
Yeah?
Yeah, it constantly monitors the weight of the fertiliser and how it's flowing out and that, plus the forward speed. And the best thing is you don't have to calibrate it before you use it.
Wow!
It automatically recalibrates itself every 30 seconds.
Oh, amazing! I was trying to remember what won the gold last year.
Well, it was that nitrogen sensor.
Oh, that's right. There's always something you just spend your money on.
Well, it's all supposed to encourage scientific development, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great show. I can't believe it's ending.
Yeah. I'm really going to miss coming.
Me too. Still, at least it's going to be the new livestock show just before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, like the old Smithfield show. Dad's chuffed to bits about it.
I bet he is. Hey, we'd better go and find the others, do you think?
Nah. I have a much better plan.
What's that?
Let's sneak off for a beer.
That sounds a really good idea, David Archer.
I mean, how often do we get a day off the farm together, eh? Come on.
It's an absolute catastrophe.
Oh, Jim, I'm just about to go in for my lunch. Then I've got two horses to exercise.
Never mind lunch. I'm ankle deep in flood water here.
Look, try Alistair's mobile.
I already have. Bring as many towels as you can.
James, darling, I thought it was you.
Hi.
You're early.
Happy birthday, Ma.
Oh, it's so wonderful to see you.
You too.
Now, good journey.
Perfect.
Come on, let's go inside and you can tell me how you are.
No. In the motor with you.
What?
I'm whisking you straight off for lunch.
But, darling...
No buts. All I've had today is an energy drink and some chewing gum. Come on, strap yourself in.
Look, let me get my bag.
Hardly a flood, Jim. More like a large puddle.
It might have got worse. Oh. Blasted washing machine.
I really think you could have managed this on your own.
I've no spare towels. Not ones I'd care to use on the floor, anyway.
Oh, but it's all right for me to use mine.
Well, this isn't a towel. It's a sheet.
The duvet cover, actually. I grabbed what was to hand.
So it is. Luke Skywalker.
Yes, it's an old one of Daniel's.
Oh, yes.
Obviously. Anyway, this doesn't seem to be getting any worse.
No.
It's all soaked up now.
Yes, well, thank you.
We can't just drop everything, you know, Alistair and I.
I'm still settling in.
I know.
Can I make you a sandwich?
Oh, yes, please.
At least we can talk about it now, calmly.
Yeah. Oh, careful, love.
He was a bit close. Yeah, I genuinely wasn't trying to keep it from Shula.
I believe you.
It was Jim's job to tell them he was renting my cottage, not mine. Families should talk to each other.
That's my line when I'm counselling parishioners. Sure, you'd be amazed how little some families communicate.
No, I wouldn't. It's part of how I earn my living. I'd be out of a job if they did.
Yeah.
Blast. I'll ignore this.
Oh, no, it'll spoil our walk. You'll be wondering what they want.
Okay. there, Jackie.
All right, Neville. Lovely afternoon.
Right, okay. Thanks, yeah. Bye. My 3 o'clock appointment's cancelled.
Oh, goody. I'm enjoying myself.
Me too.
Oh, look up there. It's a two-seater.
Oh, yeah. It's because Shula and I don't socialise.
Well, that's true.
It wasn't exactly going to come up in conversation.
No, it's just... Let's draw a line under it now, shall we? I hated arguing.
So did I.
It's good to be talking properly again.
Did you row much with Catherine?
We had our moments. Everyone does, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, it's so lovely. I wish we were away somewhere, Alan.
Yeah, it's camping weather, this. We never did go.
No.
Shall we? It'd be fantastic on a day like this, waking up under canvas to the sound of the dawn chorus.
Canvas?
Rustling up our breakfast in the fresh air.
The rain. Shall we go back via Blossom Hill? We can drop in on Jim and see how he's getting on.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, then he headed for the motorway.
Oh, no.
I asked him where we were going. He said he didn't know or care. It was all about the driving and the speed and the adrenaline. I didn't recognise him, James.
Hey, it's all right, Ma.
Well, the next thing, we were swerving in and out between these enormous lorries. Their horns were blasting away either side of us. We could have been crushed.
Oh, God.
I've never been so terrified in all my life. And yet, at the same time, a tiny part of my brain felt detached from it all, you know, as though I was watching a film.
Come on, have some wine.
He was almost prepared to kill us both.
Oh.
I think he wanted to. Just in that moment.
Oh, Ma. You did the right thing, leaving, you know.
Adam's been fantastic.
Yes, well, he's on the spot, isn't he?
I was so damn furious with Matt.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk to me, and yet... Oh, I feel utterly bereft without him. Mm. I'm clinging to the hope we'll get back together somehow and put this whole ghastly nightmare behind us.
Ma... You're not alone. I'm here now.
Oh, I know, darling. And it means everything to me.
Now, let's drink to you and your, 40-something birthday.
I wish.
To you.
Mm. And you, darling boy.
And my birthday surprise for you is I'm booked into Grey Gables till the end of the week.
Really?
Ah, give my old Ma a bit of support.
Oh, James, thank you.
Come on, twist it round, Shula.
Oh, I'm doing my best.
There's still more water to come out. Oh. Ah, see?
Oh. All right, that's enough towel wringing for me. Oh, my arms.
Well, at least they won't drip in your car now.
No.
The grass could do with cutting on this side. There's no mower here, I looked.
Oh, no, you don't. Bert does the garden here. He always has.
I wasn't going to ask Alistair. You're so suspicious.
Good, because he's too busy.
That's what he keeps saying. But he manages to find the time to take me round car showrooms.
Oh, you're outrageous. Is it right you've settled on a yellow sports car?
It took my fancy, yes. But I haven't settled on anything yet.
Well, you've been to several places now.
You can't hurry buying a car. We're talking about spending thousands of pounds.
It's a shame your last one didn't qualify for the scrappage scheme.
True, but I demand a good deal.
You can say that again. Well, try and make a decision soon, please.
Well, look who it is.
Oh, yes.
Usha, hello.
Hi.
And Alan. How splendid to see you again.
Hello, Jim. Welcome back to Ambridge. Hi there, Shula.
Hello. Usha.
Hi.
The washing machine's playing up.
Oh, dear.
Troublesome things, washing machines. I'll come in and have a look, shall I?
Oh, all right.
So how are you settling back into Ambridge life?
Oh, very well.
It's a bit of a nuisance not having my own set of wheels yet, but I've got the family for that.
Yes, well, I'll leave you to it, Jim.
Right you are, Shula.
Oh, the towels.
Leave that duvet cover, will you? It's given me an idea.
You're welcome to it. Here, I don't need it back. I really shouldn't have to manage things that go wrong in your cottage, Usha.
Of course not.
Sorry. Bye then.
Bye, Shula. Come in. Come in then, and we'll have a cup of tea.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. After you, Lord.
Yes.
I want to hear all about your wedding.
Oh, two weddings?
You're looking better already, Ma.
It's having you here, darling. You're a tonic. Oh, and I haven't eaten this much all at once for ages. I feel quite stuffed.
That looked nice, your salmon.
Oh, it was.
You'll have a pud, though.
Oh, James, I'll burst.
Oh, go on, Ma. It's your birthday.
No, darling. You have one.
Too right. I'll ask for the pud menu when he comes back. A bit dozy, isn't he?
Oh, he's rather sweet. Needs feeding up, though.
You look a bit thin, you know.
Well, good.
The wrong sort of thin.
Oh, I'm hardly at the anorexic model stage.
Even so, Ma, you're managing all right on the money front.
Oh, yes.
It's just, well, when I was with Henrietta, she helped me through a rough patch once. It's, well, it's what couples do for each other.
Money's the least of my problems.
So, Matt's still independent?
Well, they, that's my euphemism for the fraud office these days.
Oh, gosh.
They allow him a certain amount to live on each month, albeit a pretty miserable amount.
Ah, so it's not frozen, his account?
Oh, yes, everything of his is frozen. They put a bit of his money into our joint account.
Joint?
No, it's not enough, darling, so I supplement that a bit out of my own income, but to be honest, Oh, I couldn't care less about it at the minute.
I expect his creditors do.
I care about him and me. Why does he make it so difficult to love him?
I'm no agony aunt, Ma.
He's a different man, James, when things are going well for him, but...
He's an idiot. You're the most loving, giving person in the world.
There speaks an only son.
It's true.
He might make the first move, do you think?
I really can't say.
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's all right, Magnet. It's all right for him. Oh, that wasn't very clever.
I can't hear you. Hold on.
Oh, good boy, good boy. That's it.
There. All right, back there, Jim.
Okay, partner.
Blasted thing spooked Magnet.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Shula.
You should know better than to drive your motorbike into this yard.
Yeah, you're right. I wasn't thinking.
Clearly.
A present for you, my dear.
Oh, what?
Well, go on. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Talc?
Lily of the Valley. I got lucky at the bingo.
You've won at bingo and you've brought me some talcum powder.
The other prize was a bag of toffees with a tube of denture grip attached. Oh.
Jim came with me to the Laurels for the afternoon.
Nice old dears, some of them.
Yeah, I should think you're the same age as most of them.
How'd you get off this bike, anyway?
Carefully, Jim, that's how. Are you all right?
Yes, but I'll be walking like a cowboy for the rest of the day.
Aren't you driving him home?
Oh.
No, I'm staying to hang out with my favourite grandson.
Oh.
Helmet. Thanks. Is he home yet?
Yes.
Most exhilarating, Alan. You can run me home later, Shula.
I've got a lesson.
Marvellous chap, Alan, for a believer.
Hey, we've had a nice time. Don't push it.
He fixed Usha's washing machine, no problem.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it's a blocked filter. Nothing serious.
And they've invited me to go to the vicarage any time. Daniel in the house, is he?
He's great company.
Oh, he's demanding company.
I'm sorry about the horse.
Well, that's okay. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get on.
Oh, Vicky, love.
Sorry I'm a bit late. Mm. Oh, are these for me?
Yep.
Flowers, you old romantic.
So, fancy a spot of dinner before we go with the jewellers?
Oh, no, it's rings first. Can't wait.
Oh, well, all right.
Anyway, I'm not having lunch with you.
Oh, I thought we'd...
No, Alison's meeting me and then we're choosing my going away outfit.
We're only going to the Isle of Wight.
And I'm only doing this once, Mike. Anyway, you're meeting up with Roy to choose your suit.
Oh, I stopped for an hour.
Well, Alison's only got 45 minutes and I can't buy it on my own.
Can't you?
Oh, you are funny.
Well, shall we go have a look in the window then?
Well, I spoke to my boss, Mr. Helsby, this morning, since you and I talked, and he's had a few days to think it all over.
No, you lost me, love.
Me cutting my hours after the honeymoon. Remember? I told you about it in the supermarket last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, got you.
So we can have more together time.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Well, he's agreed. I can go down to 2 days a week.
Two?
Isn't that great? It turned out Irina was looking for more days anyway, so it's no problem.
Oh.
Although the older patients can't always understand her very well on the phone.
Well, I thought it'd be more like 4 days.
How can I be a proper wife to you, stuck in Felpersham 4 days a week? It'll work out brilliantly, you'll see. Here we are. Oh, exciting.
Cool. I don't know how you're going to choose one out of this lot.
There it is.
Oh, blimey, that was quick.
That tray at the back, see? His and hers.
His and hers?
One for the bride and one for the groom. One each.
The groom? You don't mean me.
Well, I'm the bride, I hope.
What do I want with a ring?
Can you see one you like?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vicky, this is all new to me.
We've got to have matching rings.
Oh, well, when I married, in them days, men didn't.
It's a symbol of our togetherness, Mike. It's what I'd like.
Bring the old ones to the front, Brenda.
Yep, I know.
Oh, thanks for this.
It's no trouble, Pat. Kirsty on her own today?
Yes, Helen's had to dash to the bank. It was supposed to be her first day in the dairy.
Yeah, I know.
But Anya's at home with a bad back. I was lucky Kirsty was free to come in, but Helen had to cover till she got here.
Right.
And it's meant Clary's had to work today. She was supposed to be going to Stoneleigh with Joe and Eddie.
Oh, well, it's a busy time for you in the dairy.
Yeah, plus we're making extra ice cream for the fete this week.
Of course.
It was not the best time of year to lose Colin. So, what are you up to in town?
Buying the wedding present.
Oh, nice.
No. Vicky's chosen this totally technicolour breakfast set with giant cups and saucers. The cereal bowls are big enough to wash your hands in.
Sounds like something from The Borrowers.
But they go with the new colour scheme she wants for the kitchen, so that's all right.
Oh, she's bound to want to put her stamp on things.
Everything's brand new. It's a complete waste of money.
I'll have to choose something from the list soon or everything will be taken. The Lord knows when I'm going to find the time.
Oh, well, why don't you buy them a tree?
Sorry?
That was Dad's idea, because of him being a tree warden.
Of course, he put a charity on the invitations.
Yeah, that's right.
I will. I'll do it when I get home.
The Stirlings are getting them the cappuccino machine. Dad'll be getting a bucket full of that for breakfast now. He much prefers tea.
Give it a chance, Brenda. She might be good for him.
That's what Phoebe thinks.
Is it?
Yeah, a new wife is just what Grandad needs. But honestly, you wait till you see Vicky's frock, Pat. Her boobs look like two jellies on a shelf.
Brenda, you helped her choose it.
Wrong, I was the stunned bystander.
What are you wearing anyway?
The outfit I bought for Abby's christening.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, reminds me. We were wondering if you'd help us promote the farm. Now Helen and Tom are so much more involved.
Oh, sure. How?
Well, we want to push the family aspect of our enterprises.
Well, that is one of your brand strengths.
Exactly. It needs to all go under one umbrella. And who better to ask since you're family now?
Oh, thanks, Pat. Oh, of course I will.
That's great. Oh, we'll pay you, of course.
Oh, hooray.
It's not an ongoing job, just as and when.
No, that's cool. Like special promotions, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I was wondering about a general leaflet to start with. Something to go in the shop and the veg boxes, so one advertises the other.
Okay. Oh, hi, Roy.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
Got stuck at work.
Well, I'd better get back to Clary. I'll see you both.
Oh, yeah, bye, Pat.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Hey. Yeah? You'll never guess who we got staying at the hotel.
Who?
James Bellamy.
Oh, my God, that creepoid. How long for?
Till tomorrow.
Oh, thanks for warning me. I'll keep a low profile.
Oh, you could show him your engagement ring.
Yeah. I had such a lucky escape there. Is he up to see Lillian, then?
Must be. You had a lucky escape from Matt as well, if you ask me. In fact, well, you're well shot with a lot of them.
Except I'm out of a job.
Oh, hang on. Here. Just been to the cash machine.
All right.
So, here's me 60 quid towards the breakfast set.
Oh, that's way more than half, Roy.
Just take it.
No, we said we'd go 50-50.
Well, just pay me back when you can, then.
Oh, okay, thanks. Pat sounded me out about some publicity for Bridge Farm, so it'll be soon.
Oh, great.
Where are you going to buy Dad's suit?
No idea. He's stressing about it a bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to let Vicky down.
Why can't you just hire one for the day? Oh, and you know the latest? My room at Dad's is stuffed full of her teddies. They're all lined up along the bed.
Hey, look, it's not your room anymore. It's the spare.
She's just weird. Dad's gone and asked me to do one of the readings.
Oh, has he?
You should see the naff booklet of poems from the registry office.
Bren, just do it, for Dad's sake.
Why do they keep trying to drag me in?
Look, how you feel about it isn't really the point. Just don't hurt him on his big day.
Now, would you call that colour salmon?
Oh, no, it's coral. Oh, and there's a lovely bolero jacket that goes with it.
Oh, very nice.
Now, I hope this isn't bad luck me showing you these.
What?
We bought the rings today.
Oh, rings. Let's see.
His and hers.
Oh, yes, they're beautiful, Vicky.
Oh, I'm so glad you and Neil can come to the wedding, being his best friends.
Yeah, well, luckily Annette can cover for me. Though it's a funny time to get married, 10:15.
And it's lovely us being neighbours now, though I'll have to get used to the smell of pigs downwind.
Well, we can't do much about that, I'm afraid.
I'll hope there'll be some interest in the flat soon, but who knows these days. Oh, now, I brought these spare bears for you, for your bring and take table at the fete.
Oh, thanks very much, Vicky.
To start you off, I mean, I like to help when I can. Oh, it's a bit of a wrench getting rid of them, especially Boo Boo. Still, I've got my Mr. Bubbles now.
It's in the Echo today, about Anthony Gormley opening the fete.
Oh, no, I'm so looking forward to it.
The slots are really filling up now. Sabrina's offering Pilates on a plinth.
She's never. Oh, Mike and I prefer dancing.
Yeah, well, you'll want to keep him out the way for that particular 15 minutes. Oh, hello, love.
Hiya.
Oh, Neil. I must love you and leave you. It's my free afternoon and I'm still unpacking.
Bye, Vicky. Take care. Oh, Betty will be turning in her grave. I was just saying, love, how my book's filling up.
Hiya.
Still no idea what Joe's planning, but Alistair's father is down to do a speech in Latin.
Huh. That'll go down a storm.
Oh, did you go online and sort out that tree for Mike and Vicky?
No.
Oh, Neil.
Oh, you... No, don't nag me. I'm not in the mood.
And what's wrong?
I just had a call from that butcher, Vic.
Oh.
I spent all yesterday afternoon showing him round, and now he says he can't offer me the prospect of any orders at all.
Oh, love, I'm sorry.
And I passed up the opportunity to go to the Royal yesterday as well. I mean, why did he raise my hopes like that?
What did he say exactly?
All the finishers that supply him already have the wieners they need for the time being.
Well, that could mean they'll need some from you in the future, surely.
Oh, I've heard it all before, Susan.
Oh, do try and be positive, love. You've got work at Home Farm this afternoon and tomorrow.
Like that's going to pay a feed bill.
Well, don't write this big fella off. He's seen your setup now. Something may come of it.
Yeah, and my wieners might do a vertical takeoff.
Oh, I can't do up this button right. I've always fitted a 44 chest.
Hold your tummy in.
There.
Ah, you done it.
Oh, no. That's not going to be very comfortable. Oh, dear, no, that's pushing against me belly.
Well, try this one, then. It's next size up.
I'm never a 46.
Well, you're not a 44.
Oh, go on, then. This is Mr. Bubbles Paunch of mine.
You what?
Oh, nothing. Tart.
You'll have to get Sabrina round. Give you a few personal sessions of Pilates. Amy says she's very good.
Yeah, that'd go down great with Vicky, wouldn't it? Oh, hey, now. This feels more comfortable, yeah. How do I look?
Well, thumbs up from me.
Yeah, me too. Mind you, if Vicky keeps feeding me treats, I'll need to change it for a 48 before next Wednesday.
Feeding you treats? You sound like her poodle, Dad.
Oi, watch it.
This is terrific, Brenda. Just what I'd imagined.
Tom had those photos on the computer, but I couldn't find any of you or Tony.
Oh, not sure you want our ugly mugs on it.
But it's just the first draft, while it was fresh in my mind.
You've been so quick.
I've got time on my hands.
Go on, go on!
Dad? What's he doing here?
Oh, well, love!
He's milking for us this afternoon.
Yes, I am.
With both Tom and Tony at the Royal.
I didn't realise.
Oh, I'd wanted to go myself, but... Well, it's not really Vicky's sort of thing. Oh, got my suit, Brenda.
Oh, yeah?
Very deprit looks and all, though I say it myself. And we're up to 19 definites now for the ceremony.
Well, Tony and I are really looking forward to it.
Oh, good.
I better get back inside. Thanks for this, Brenda. The others are going to love it.
Let me know what you want changing.
OK.
You all right, love?
Yeah. Dad?
What?
I'll take a look at that booklet and choose a verse to read at the wedding.
You will? Oh, thanks, Brenda, love. This means the world to me.
How many lengths, Ma?
12.
It'd be awesome to have my own pool in London.
I always used to count the lengths you swam in Guernsey, do you remember?
Yeah. I'm using the one at Grey Gables.
Oh, Ian swims there before work.
I know. I've seen him.
What time do you have to leave?
Oh, well, I'll need to hit the road by 5:30, really.
Oh, so I've still got you for 3 whole hours.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be hard to drag myself away from all this.
Oh. Have your drink, darling.
Just let me spread this towel out. Oh, I caught sight of Brenda this morning.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
not to speak to.
She and Tom are engaged.
Are they now?
Sorry, I've had so much to think about, I forgot to tell you.
Let me lie down. So, she's practically family.
Afraid so.
Hope they don't invite me to the wedding. A drink's perfect, thanks.
No.
Do you think she knew anything about Matt and Stephen's business?
Well, she did. She was too thick to understand its significance. There's been no peep from him all week.
No.
Oh, well, at least I've had you here for comfort, darling.
I'm sorry I can't stay the weekend, Ma.
Oh, you've got your own life to lead. I keep trying to think myself inside his head.
Why?
To help me understand what he's feeling.
And what is he feeling?
Well, that the whole world's against him. His creditors are baying for blood. The board stabbed him in the back. And his ex-employees all blame him. When Stephen was the real culprit.
It takes two to tango.
Do you know, he even had some woman drag her child to the Dower House because her husband couldn't find himself another job after leaving C3PL. It's ludicrous. But he's not been found guilty of anything yet.
Do you know when the trial's likely to be?
Oh, it's months away.
Tricky.
It's more than tricky, James.
Ma, you won't... Are you going to have him back if he goes to prison?
Well, I don't even know if he'll want me. James, I can hardly bring myself to think about it.
Can you pass me staple gun?
Under
the plastic.
Yes, here it is.
Okay.
Anyway,
I've really got to get on with it and get my transport organised. It'll be all too easy to take advantage of Alistair.
Oh, eh?
But a car shouldn't merely transport one from A to B. It should define one. Don't you think so, Joe?
Like me and me trap?
Precisely.
Or Jack Woolley and his Bentley, eh?
If I were defined by the cars I've seen this week, people would conclude I was bland and soulless.
What about this yellow sports car?
Yes, I'm taken with that.
It could be a widow magnet.
Well, I hope I never close the door to that possibility.
Nor me. Can you put your sewing down a minute, Prof, and give me a hand?
Oh, gladly. What can I do?
You just hold the trellis steady on the table while I staples this plastic to it, eh?
I've got it.
I need to finish this before Clary comes home from work. It's secret, see?
What about Eddie?
Oh, he's at home farm till later. That's where I got all this heavy-duty plastic. Well, I don't want him and Clary gossiping. I don't want no one stealing my idea.
Well, my lips are sealed.
Do you swear?
Solemn.
Yeah, especially I don't want Bert Fry getting wind. That plinth prize has got my name on it. There.
You're very competitive, aren't you?
Oh, well, he deserves to win on grounds of aesthetic merit and originality. Yeah, this'll be right up that Anthony Gormley Street.
I hope you're right, Joe.
Oh, I am. I studied him on the computer in the bowl, you see. Oh, he won't be interested in Bert Fry staring into space. Here we are.
Excellent.
And if he's judging as well as opening the fate, he might donate a piece of his own work. You never know.
Ah, so that's your motivation.
Yeah, I could sell it on the internet for thousands. It could supplement me pension for the rest of me days.
Well, your handiwork's certainly more impressive than mine.
Ah, well, that's because you're an intellectual, you see. Old brains are no application.
All right. I'm not making much headway with this hem.
Oh, well, put it on and I'll check it for length, if you like.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you helped me with my costume. Now, mind the pins now.
Ah.
Yeah. A neat trick, turning a duvet cover into a toga.
Yes, I was rather pleased with myself.
Yeah. No, that is a bit uneven down there, see?
Oh, dash it.
It's going uphill towards your left knee.
Alistair's mother was a demon with a needle.
Yeah, and you'll want the shoulder gathering so it looks more Roman-like. Hmm?
I thought the same. Oh, yeah. I'll give it to Shula. She can do it before Sunday.
Ah. So, what's this Latin speech you've got up your sleeve, then?
Cato. He wrote a famous book on agriculture in 150 BC.
He never.
The section I'm quoting is on the virtue of cabbage as a medicine. De Brassica.
Brassica? What a coincidence. That's what I call my cabbages.
It covers broccoli as well.
Oh, well, I'm sure the gardeners in the village will find it fascinating. What with flowers, even Latin names and all. And I think we've earned a second fairy cake.
Oh, goody.
Help yourself.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. It's really nothing like homemade.
Oh, I think we'd best put the lid on the tin in case Clary notices they're gone.
Oh.
Mm. They're strictly for the fate, you see.
Ah, and they taste all the sweeter for that. Careful, Joe. You're leaving evidence.
Eh?
Hundreds and thousands on the table by your elbow.
Oh, yeah.
I see you've been invited to this wedding.
Eh?
The invitation on your mantelpiece there.
I
met the delicious Vicky last Sunday.
Oh, the daughter's taking it bad, Clary says.
Vicky's?
Mike's.
Oh, pity.
Well, her mother was a saint. Go, dude, look at the time.
Do you want me to go?
Oh, no. They're doing a piece from Lower Loxley on Radio Borsershire. I almost forgot.
How interesting.
All about the
thing. So, of course, Lizzie was then absolutely thrilled when he rang her up.
That's Nigel Pardew.
My personal offering for the Ambridge plinth is, well, to dress up in my father's old blazer and boater, and bat away wet sponges with a tennis racket.
Daft idea.
50p for three sponges. So come along and see if you can hit me.
Oh, I'm bound to win.
That was good, Nigel.
I think Lizzie came across better than me.
When did they record it?
This morning in the crack barn.
All right. Well done to you both. OK, shall we get back to building the plinth?
Sure.
I could have done without this, really.
I bet.
Felt like crashing out once I'd unloaded the heifers.
Well, you must be tired. What with all your comings and goings this week?
Yeah. Well, Dad and I left the show straight after lunch to get ahead of the traffic.
Very wise.
But, We both felt kind of sad, you know, pulling away from the showground.
I'm sure.
Right, now, this set of steps will take them up onto the trailer.
Yep.
You just shove them in a bit.
Okay.
There. Poor old Dad looked tired when I dropped him off at home as well. Still, I promised Linda that I'd bring the trailer and bales to the green before supper.
Are we meant to be pinning the bunting round it as well?
No, I think Linda's doing that tomorrow. We can check with Alan. He's got a list of instructions.
She and Lizzie have become quite pally through all this, you know.
Huh. Right, let's start on the planks.
Okay. Are they going lengthways across the bales?
Yeah, you get up on the trailer and I'll pass them up.
Right you are. Still, it's got me and Lizzie involved.
Yeah. There you go. Numero uno.
I got it.
I hadn't realised that you were bringing your Shire horse down for the fete.
Cranford Crystal. It was Toby's idea.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And I'm helping Neil demonstrate the mobile belfry.
Ah.
Though we won't have much time to practice it, unfortunately.
Right. Here's the next one.
Got it. Well, the rig's only coming Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Neil says the belfry will feel a lot lighter than the ones in the church.
Hey, make sure that there are no gaps, won't you?
Okay. At least the weather looks set fair for Sunday.
Yes, and tomorrow for the cricket.
Jim and Joe are coming across the green.
Is that a secret?
Well, poor Alistair was treating one of our tamworths this morning. Jim's running him and Shula ragged.
I can believe it. Hello, Joe. Hi, Jim.
Afternoon.
Hello there.
Hardly Trafalgar Square, is it?
No, but the straw bales will lend a certain rural charm to Cato's words.
Cato? Crikey, that takes me back to the Lower Fifth.
Knew a lot about veg.
Brassica est quae omnibus oleribus antistat.
Good Lord.
Eum esto vel coctam vel crudam.
You keep your powder dry, Flop. Let's have a go on it proper, shall we?
Hey, no, you don't. It's nowhere near finished yet.
Well, how are we supposed to get the measure of it, then?
Well, you'll have to wait till Sunday.
Lindy?
Linda doesn't want anyone climbing up here before she's satisfied it's completely safe.
Yeah.
I'm wandering over to the stables now, Joe, to see if Shula can transform this sorry effort into a toga fit for an orator.
Would you, Aaron?
I enjoyed our craft afternoon.
Me and all. And remember...
Mum's the word.
Hey, Joe. Hey. What is it that you're actually doing up here on Sunday?
Yes, there are all kinds of rumours flying around.
Is it right that it involves alcohol?
You can wait and see. But I anticipate winning with flying colours.
Oh, James.
Oh, steady, Ma. You'll squeeze the life out of me.
Oh, I wish you didn't have to go back.
I know.
Why not stay for supper? Jen, you'd be more than happy.
No, I've got to go. I'm schmoozing this new client tonight, and the traffic's always grim on a Friday.
Oh, all right. Oh, I've so enjoyed our outings, darling.
Me too. I can't bear to think of you hiding away, Ma. Promise me you won't let Matt rob you of all your sparkle and fizz, your lemon zest.
Oh, I do feel like a flat G&T these days.
And there's nothing sadder. Except flat champagne.
James, you do cheer me up. Go on, quickly now, or I shan't let you go at all.
Righto. I'll phone.
Drive safely, darling. Oh, my baby.
Right.
James!
Right, now you listen to me.
Oh, I like that, is it?
You've made my mother's life a misery.
Oh, here we go.
You nearly damn well killed her.
Oh, now it's about her money, are you? Go get lost.
Don't you...
Oi!
I've got three things to say to you. One, I hope you're sent to prison for a very long time.
Just get out of here.
Two, you can leave my mother alone. And three, do everyone a favour, Matt. Just clear off out of Ambridge.
The Arches was written by Nawal Gadala, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.